and speaking to me.
How did you first get involved in Bromley
Bobo? Saul, you spoke to Saul Marmot, didn't you? He was my GP at one of the satellite practices, XX Place. I lived up the road near Stepney Green Tube Station. And Dr. Julia Davis, who's one of the senior partners, I think, she had been my GP when I moved to East London in the 90s, and she diagnosed depression, I think it was 1997? No, maybe it was a bit earlier than that. I can't even quite remember. I think it was about 1997. And I was a mental health nurse in Hackney, and I was being bullied by a manager and several of my colleagues. And it was a really kind of sustained period of being undermined and bullied. It was horrendous, and I ended up being depressed. And I went and saw Julia, and she just looked at me and she went, "Oh my goodness, you are depressed, aren't you?" And I burst into tears, and I thought, God, I'm a mental health nurse. How on earth can I, you know, I can't be depressed. It's just like that seemed completely at odds with everything that I, you know, and I didn't want to be depressed because I was a nurse, but it was a relief at the same time. So she prescribed me Prozac then, and I went off sick in 2000, I think it was, from work. I just went home one day, didn't feel very well, never went back, and I was on sick leave for 7 years. And if you wonder where the NHS budget goes, they paid me for 7 years without working, and I negotiated a payoff at the end. It wasn't very much, it was half my annual salary, but I was free from them. So that was about 2007, I suppose. And I was still on antidepressants. I still wasn't very well. I'd met